This study evaluated the efficacy of cognitive behavioral interventions, particularly graded exposure therapy, in addressing fear of re-injury among athletes following anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, comparing outcomes with traditional cognitive restructuring and standard rehabilitation approaches. A randomized control trial was conducted with 120 athletes at 3 to 6 months post-ACL reconstruction, randomly assigned to graded exposure, cognitive restructuring, or standard care groups. The GE protocol incorporated systematic desensitization through sport-specific movements, while CR focused on modifying maladaptive beliefs about re-injury. Primary outcomes included changes in Tampa scale for kinesiophobia scores, biomechanical assessments during drop jump tasks, and return to sport rates, measured at baseline, 6, 12, and 24 weeks. The GE group demonstrated superior outcomes, with a 35.3% reduction in fear scores compared to 33.1% in CR and 22.7% in SC. Biomechanical improvements, including knee flex ion angle and limb symmetry, were significantly greater in GE. Qualitative findings highlighted enhanced movement confidence and reduced somatic fear in GE participants. Return to sport rates were highest in GE versus CR and SC. Graded exposure therapy emerges as the most effective intervention for reducing fear of re-injury post-ACLR, combining psychological and neuromuscular benefits. These findings support integrating exposure-based protocols into standard rehabilitation programs during early to mid-recovery phases to optimize both physical and psychological readiness for return to sport.